the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Marion McCone and Cal Thomas are with us, but first, let's hear a little bit of Donald Trump last night, a few hours after the announcement that he is pausing most tariffs for 90 days. He had this to say when he was surrounded by champion racing car drivers at the White House.
You have to have flexibility. I could say, here's a wall, and I'm going to go through that wall. I'm going to go through it no matter what. And keep going, and you can't go through the wall. Sometimes you have to be able to go under the wall, around the wall, or over the wall. These guys know that better than anybody, right? You got to go around them sometimes. You're not going to go through them. So I consider, you know, I think in financial markets, because they change. Look how much it changed today. We went from, pretty moderate today, but over the last few days it looked pretty glum to, I guess they say it was the biggest day in financial history. That's a pretty big change. And I think the word would be flexible. You have to be flexible.
He's referring there to surging stock markets in the aftermath of the announcement, where most of those gains have been given up today, as we'll be hearing from Ian Guider after 6 o'clock. But then Howard Lutnick, his Commerce Secretary, the guy who's got such an issue with Ireland, he went on MSNBC after a few hours after Trump's tariff announcement.
And you're going to feel it all across this great nation. People are going to build in America, and the job creation in America is going to be fantastic. You just have to let Donald Trump drive the car, drive the ship, drive the plane, however you want to call it. Donald Trump is in charge. He understands how to do this, and no one could do it better. And that's just what the market told you today. I understood they doubted it. I understood they were uncertain. But that's what you get. Never bet against Donald Trump.
He also seems to be a great stock pundit, Mr. Secretary. Earlier this morning, before the pause, he put out a message saying it's a great time to buy, and here we are. Here we are, well, much higher.
I'd always bet on Donald Trump. Every time I'd always bet on
he
Donald
He also
Trump.
Wrote DJT, which is a ticker for his media company.
No. Every text
that was just
he
his,
does.
That was just
every
his,
okay. text he sends to but, me, that's his name.
But that
that's
was a great time to buy the market, right? I mean, uncanny.
Oh, Donald, look.
Yeah, I wonder how many of his friends bought the market in advance of his announcement. But is he still feeling so good today? A lot of his fans, you know, and people in his employ, the likes of Stephen Miller, you have been watching the greatest economic master strategy from an American president in history. This was brilliantly executed by real Donald Trump. Textbook art of the deal. I think that was... Bill Ackman and various others. Anyway, Cal Thomas, what do you make of this all now? Is this something of, I know he's a man who cannot be humiliated or feel humiliation, but in reality, has this not been the mother of all climb downs by Donald Trump?
Well, it certainly looks like it, Matt. I feel like I'm a bungee jumper. I mean, this is just, I've got whiplash. I've got all of these other things watching the market. Up nearly 3,000 points yesterday, the Dow Industrial Averages, NASDAQ, S&P as well. Today, losing about half that. Now, I'm going to say something that is really going to shock you. I am agreeing with what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said today, the liberal congresswoman from New York, who questions if there was any insider training going on. The word got out just a 3 or so hours before Trump made this announcement of putting a pause on these tariffs. And she wants to know how many of members of Congress and maybe the Trump family bought stocks at the lower rate and possibly made a profit when the Dow jumped 3,000 points. There's a lot of this stuff that goes back many years in Congress, and it's not just limited to Republicans, but I think she made a good statement there, one that I would agree with. One other thing I would say on all of this business praising Trump, Karl Rove, the former George W. Bush top aide, is writing in today's Wall Street Journal something that I think a lot of these sycophants of Trump's need to remember. He writes, our domestic market isn't enough. Americans are a little more than 4% of the world's population. Almost 96% of our potential customers live elsewhere. Although through the International Monetary Fund pegs U.S. gross domestic product at a hefty 27% of the world's total, that still means most of the global economy is outside our borders. To remain a prosperous country, the U.S. can't shut out the rest of the world. I agree with that.
So, Marion McCohn, for all of the pretense that Trump and his acolytes are making, that this was all part of the plan, that this is the art of the deal expert at work, how much is it likely, really, that he was done by the bond markets, that he had his Liz Truss moment?
100%. But can I just say, it's an indication of how strange things are when Cal is agreeing with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and I'm agreeing with Karl Rove. the world has just gone bonkers. It's 100%. You know, it's laughable. And as you said, Bill Ackman going, brilliant strategy, classic arts of the deal. He was warning 24 hours earlier about an economic nuclear winter, for God's sake. You know, I mean, this is, Trump himself said it. Like, Trump does, he can't almost help himself from occasionally speaking the truth, where he said about people were getting yippy and the bond market, the investors were getting queasy. And that is what happened, because the Treasury, $29 trillion, nearly $30 trillion is tied up in Treasury. And if there's a run on that, there's big trouble. The cost of borrowing, mortgages, corporate borrowing, everything goes up. And that did spook. I think the insider trading, a lot of people are talking about that today, Cal. You're absolutely right. Who made money out of this? And of course, with presidential immunity, Trump will say it was an official act, he'll walk, but will everybody else? So the whole thing is, it's just chaotic. And, you know, the S&P 500, that's down. And forget the jump and the up and the yo-yo in the last couple of days. That's down nearly 20% since February. People are feeling real pain here. And, you know, Trump had been saying, this is not a negotiation, my policies will never change. He then has his acolytes coming out and saying, this was the big plan all along. This is what we had planned all along to bring them to the table. And then Trump contradicts it. The chaos in America at the moment is insane. Nobody knows where they're at and what to do. And honestly, Republicans that I'm speaking to, I spoke to a congressional official, they're actually a bit annoyed at the moment with Susie Wiles, Trump's chief of staff. They say she is not doing her job. She's not being a gatekeeper to the president, and that he's listening to all these lunatics. And the last person in the room, as usual, is the one like Howard Lutnick, who turned around also on TV yesterday and said, you know, we can screw those little screws into the iPhones here. So presumably the 250,000 highly skilled federal workers, scientists, researchers, analysts who were fired by Elon Musk can now get jobs screwing screws into it. None of it. It's, where is the plan here? Where is the end game? Where is the strategy? It's absolutely insane.
Okay, but is it also distracting us from other stuff that's going on, Cal? I think you'd agree that the Financial Times now is hardly a bastion of communism. And one of its lead writers, Martin Wolf, had a piece this week in which he looked at all of the things that are going on. And I'm going to read you a paragraph. He said, the debate over whether to take Trump literally or seriously is over. He has now learned how to be the tyrant he always wished to be. That took a while, but with the help he has received, he is there. His administration is engaged in a comprehensive assault on the American Republic and the global order it created. Under attack domestically are the state, the rule of law, the role of the legislature, the role of the courts, the commitment to science, and the independence of the universities. All of these were pillars on which the US freedom and prosperity rested. Now he is destroying the liberal international order. What do you make of that?
Well, I would, it all depends on your worldview, Matt, and where you come from. With the courts, for example, you have Obama judges and Clinton judges who are more liberal in their interpretation of the Constitution. You have economists who, let's not forget that Paul Krugman, who was a Nobel Prize winning economist and a writer in the New York Times, predicted that if Trump were elected the first time, there would be a worldwide depression. Well, there wasn't. The stock market, the economy went up. So it depends on your worldview. And, I think there are some concerns that the writer raises there that I might agree with if I knew more details. But Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, was on Fox yesterday, and a lot of people think that Trump was watching this, and that contributed to his decision to put a pause. And Dimon said it was perfectly reasonable to want to make trade more fair for the American economy, but he warned that Trump's tariffs were unexpected and could cause inflation and slow growth. I think the point made there, and with Karl Rove in today's Wall Street Journal, we need an incremental approach. This shock and awe business like bombing Baghdad during that war, is just not good for the markets, and it's not good for the world economy. I'm suggesting that Trump ought to make a primetime speech and lay out in simple terms what his objectives are and how he intends to reach them.
Okay, so
Marion, short speech.
Yeah, but Marion, can I just ask you, I mean, about the stuff, the non-economic stuff. I mean, how worried should we be, even outside of America, about the way that there is an attempt to dismantle the commitment to science, independence of universities, the rule of law been thrown under the bus?
Well, Matt, I've been saying it on this show without wanting to sound alarmist for since the beginning that America is sleepwalking its way into an authoritarian state, and nobody seems to be that bothered about it. The media, I think, is absolutely pathetic in its response to Trump. You've had big media outlets like CBS, ABC, you know, Jeff Bezos' Washington Post, and a bunch of others all capitulating and how would you like us to jump? You've all the masters of tech, Zuckerberg, etc., the people who really control information, Musk, and they are slavishly doing whatever Trump wants. American democracy is under threat and it is being eroded, and there are accomplices to that. And I do point the finger at the media. I especially point the finger at the Supreme Court and the Trump-appointed judges, Cal, of whom there are many who are happy to just do whatever he wants. I think the Supreme Court paved the way for this with its presidential immunity ruling, which was an absolute disgrace. Before that, it paved the way with Citizens United as far back as 2011, but we won't even bother going there. And the Congress has absolutely abdicated its responsibility. Republicans are just, they have totally, that is supposed to be a co-equal branch, the legislature. They are doing nothing except saying to Trump, how low do you want us to grovel? How high do you want us to jump? And that is why, you know, if it were just Trump, if the other institutions would stand up and do what they're supposed to do and play their part, we wouldn't be in this situation. But they are all abdicating their responsibilities, and that's why the danger is so acute. And the colleges and these rich law firms, Paul Weiss and the rest, who are doing little secret deals, are not even secret, but doing deals on the side with Trump to leave them alone. They're quislings and they are disgraceful, and in a couple of years' time they will be rightly shamed for what they're doing now.
Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.